Much for the opportunity. This morning I just want to really cover the state of the cloud adoption, maybe provide some interesting stats, at least to myself, and give you some outlooks in terms of where McAfee believes we fit in terms of the strategy for a lot of customers' cloud strategies. So just to kick off, as you can see here, so just in terms of the sources that I'm going to be using, instead of relating every time I show you a statistic, the sources that I've been using is the Bain, it's the Bain report, 27 report, and they include things like IDC, Gartner, Forrester, and a number of other reports, as well as McAfee did a survey across about 2,000 IT different designations within organizations, different verticals, different size organizations as well. So when I'm talking to stats, generally the red and black ones are Bain, and then I'll reference the relevant surveys that we did as well from a McAfee point of view. But as you can see here, expected growth of total IT is around 400 billion, and it's expected around 60% of that is going to be consumed by cloud services by 2020. So compound annual growth rate of around 17%, and of which probably the largest contributor that's expected is at least around the infrastructure as a service or platform as a service. So bearing that in mind, I'm going to be talking specifically around the infrastructure because of the potential growth that we're seeing and the risks that are specifically aligned to RAAS within a lot of our customer bases. But in terms of additional stats, architecture cloud decisions that are made by customers, private cloud, for those that we've surveyed, has definitely dropped. So private-only cloud has dropped utilization from 51% of those surveyed down to 24%, which is a significant improvement in terms of the confidence. Another stat that we've seen is of the people that we've surveyed, 57% are now using hybrid cloud infrastructure. And for those of you who attended the breakfast this morning, it was a great segue to show that the hybrid cloud infrastructures are definitely growing, and whether it's not quite public and definitely not just private, it's definitely the mix of the two. That's actually up year on year from 19% the year before. What is an interesting stat that I did pick up here is that we are seeing a lot of customers doing rationalization and consolidation of cloud services. So that was from 42 cloud services in general through the organizations, and that's down to 29. So generally, when you start to look at that, there could be two things. There could be more, but from our understanding is that either customers are not seeing the cost efficiencies that they thought they were going to get from those cloud services. Alternatively, and I'm going to mention over here in a few slides, is it regarding the amount of security required across a plethora of different cloud services? So it could be one or the other from that point. In terms of industry specific, the lowest general cloud utilization that we saw from both surveys was government and educational. And I think predominantly it's more than likely the identity and access management requirements or the lack of, or the perceived lack of, as well as trust and data controls. The lowest public only cloud utilization we saw coming from insurance and retailers for two completely different reasons. Insurance, you can imagine, governance, compliance, data residency issues, things like that. Retailers, and I'll show you on the next slide, is those cost efficiencies. Are they realizing those cost efficiencies by shifting to public to cloud only instead of hybrid infrastructures? The ones that are using the most cloud or public cloud only is the services industry. And you can imagine, you know, shifting the likes to your Salesforce or HR solutions and consulting and so forth. That's where we've seen the growth. Right, so overarching sentiment, trust is up. You know, a lot of senior management are realizing both the pitfalls as well as the advantages of using cloud within their environments. I think a leading indicator in terms of cloud confidence can be seen by the willingness of any organization to start sending more sensitive data into the cloud. And it's quite a good leading indicator, which I'll show you on the next slide as well. In terms of specific stats, we saw that 23% of the respondents are fully agreeable to cloud. They fully trust cloud. Distrust in the cloud has dropped from 2 years ago from 50% down to 24%. So you can see this overarching confidence really growing within the industry itself. As you can see there, this is from the Bain report, is that data security is still a main concern, even though this is the Bain report of 2017. They still reference the survey that they done previously in 2015. But data security and the regulatory or compliance requirements still trumps most of what is needed. So Bain hasn't released the 2017 number, but they reference in the actual report, they do reference this as a continuation of what they're seeing in the industry. Funny enough, the lock-in, that is predominantly what customers are looking at now, is the cost efficiencies and how much am I locked in once I sign up to a cloud service and start sending all my data there. Right, so that's why we're here, security research findings. So 93% of organizations that are at least surveyed were in some way, shape, or form using a cloud service. Of those organizations, 49% are slowing down in terms of deployment within cloud infrastructure. And that is predominantly because of the cybersecurity skills gap. They don't have enough knowledge or skills to continue deploying within the cloud and the visibility that's required. So what happens? 40% of now new cloud services are bought outside of IT, without IT's visibility of exactly what's going on. And I think it's quite clear that the shadow IT is the single most problematic problem that we're all facing in enterprises today in terms of the cloud security drive. Sensitive data, and this is what I was referring to a little bit earlier on, is that, and I think that the top two is pretty, I think everybody would agree to it, because we can see the market share within cloud utilization predominantly with SaaS and platform as a service, and you're talking Salesforce, you're talking HR solutions, accounting solutions, and so forth, where all this information is traversing into the cloud, you would obviously see that type of information going into the cloud. It's funny how you start to realize how companies look at customer personal information versus their own sitting at competitive data. What you're willing to share in the cloud and what you're not. What the fundamentals are is when you start looking at competitive data, proprietary company information, that is predominantly sitting on traditional data centers, in-house data centers. And the question was asked, well, how can we start to move more into infrastructure as a service? And the overwhelming requirement was for consistent security policies that provide integrated security across both public, private, and traditional data infrastructures. If that is able to be attained, you should see more of a shift in terms of infrastructure as a service. So one of the last slides in terms of graphs and stats that I really wanted to raise here is the link between the amount of data that is being shifted into a cloud from an organizational point of view and the amount of security that is either unified or integrated within that same organization. And what you'll see here is, and you can definitely see that the unified security, the more unified and integrated your security platforms become, the more willingness it is to shift data into the cloud. But what we are seeing is that organizations that, you've got an IT team that are now using Google, AWS, Amazon, Microsoft, all those kind of things, now they have to start getting used to that shared responsibility model. About who's responsible for what in terms of security and so forth. To have that consistent security policy across all those platforms is becoming more and more difficult. So companies are starting to investigate that integrated single platform or unified single pane of glass security strategy. I think just to add a point here is that what we have seen, and I didn't include this in terms of the stat, was one of the key things that we have seen is that by seeing the increased in visibility and response times based, and it's a direct relation to the integration of security. That is the single point of the increase that we're seeing in terms of companies' confidence in sending that confidential data into the cloud. So what is the key requirements? I'm going to touch on a couple of these, just to make sure that we're understanding. So visibility and data controls, right? This is what helps a CXO sleep better at night. Do I have the visibility and do I have the relevant data controls? I was already talking about multi-environment policies, so singular policy or singular view of those policies across multiple platforms. Central management automation. Can I realize both efficiencies in cost as well as resource efficiencies? I'm hearing music. Anyway, so and can I shift from an CapEx to an OpEx-based expenditure model? And finally, I left the last one as strategy agnostic. So a lot of companies that we're talking to today is, you know, they're saying, yeah, I'm going to move all to a single platform. They already provide me security. So that's your strategy today. And many organizations were shifting historically, you know, Windows platforms to Linux platforms, you know, Mac only, Windows. There's so many strategies that may change over a period of 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, or 10 years. What a lot of companies are looking for from a security point of view is, can I have the ability, regardless of my strategy and my agility within the marketplace, I want a singular security solution that covers whether I'm going multiple platforms, whether I'm going in-house, hybrid, public, private only, whether I'm going Mac, whether I'm going Linux, whether I'm going Windows. I want a single platform and let me change my strategy as and when I require. So from a McAfee point of view, in the cloud, you know, I'm not going to go through every one of these technologies, and I'm happy to have the discussion afterwards, but we do protect anything that's going to the cloud, in the cloud itself, and moving from the cloud out. And I'll go through a couple of these technologies as we go through it, but I think the fundamentals is, you know, and I'm sure everybody is quite a fay with this model in terms of where you sit in terms of private infrastructure platform and software. I am missing one. And if anybody knows about it, it's the BPaaS, it's the business process as a service. But you know, that fits in from a security point of view. We cover that with a lot of our technologies. So in terms of the IAAS, and this is what I was talking about, where the confidence needs to be able to be grown within in organizations before you look at the shift, you'll see that the technologies that we provide as McAfee, and I'm going to show you a couple of snapshots as well, integration into the likes of your AWS, your Azures, and so forth, giving you that singular visibility. You know, being able to protect whether you're running a VMware or a hypervisor, providing database security for any of the EC2 instances that you're spinning up in AWS, for example. Virtual NSP, which I'm going to touch on sooner or later. So it's the ability to have what my corporate policy is internally. How can I shift that, showing me not as a separate environment, but as part of my organization with the visibility, and that's done through our central management of EPO. So this one over here, I actually took a snapshot. So if anybody knows, this is our EPO, our central management console, and this is called workload discovery. So our cloud workload discovery is quite simple. You put in your corporate details within EPO, and we will scan and pick up every workload that is created on your credentials, your corporate credentials. We can also then list it, provide you what the workloads are, and your security summary attached to those specific workloads. This one over here, if anybody didn't know that from an AWS point of view, for example, we can now manage their security groups, so their firewalls, from a central management console. So from our EPO, you're able to create policy, deploy policy, and enforce policy via your current central management console of your security environment, in-house security environment. And this is just a snapshot to show you how to create those rules accordingly. So from a DLP, data protection, our technologies, again, you know, being able to scan, block sensitive files before it actually goes up into the cloud, making sure that you can, number one, discover information, critical information in the cloud or of the workloads that you've created, as well as create permissions, make sure that it's encrypted, et cetera, from whatever you... Is anybody else hearing that, eh? Okay. Okay. And then as well as protecting, you know, once the data is sitting in the cloud, making sure that only relevant people can download or utilize that information. So our virtual NSP, which is our IPS, top right-hand magic quadrant. I know that a lot of people are talking next-gen firewalls, creating IPS. We're a pure-play IPS player. I really wanted to include this because, and I'm going to just blow it out for you, because our virtual IPS, if nobody knew about it, can actually integrate fully with the AWS infrastructures. Predominantly, your biggest concern is east-to-west traffic, which we can now deploy centrally via IPS to make sure that both north and south and east and west traffic are fully protected. What is pretty cool about this technology is that if anybody uses AWS, right, if you're using AutoScale or your CloudFormation template, so you guys want to be able to get up and running as fast as possible, you already have a template in terms of the servers or the instances that you already use. You can attach a security policy for every time your CloudFormation template spins off another an instance, you can automatically attach an IPS, a virtual IPS to that instance and have the necessary protection accordingly. AutoScale or the elastic load balancing, the same thing. So as soon as you go out, automatically attach security policies and virtual IPS accordingly as soon as you drop those IPS instances as well. You see, I'm quite excited about the AWS thing. I enjoy it. So in terms of the platform as a service, a little bit more difficult. Predominantly, if you look at Office 365, for example, one of the main challenges is that Office 365 are contained. So if you use certain specific services, it's not all sitting in the same place. But predominantly, our DLP technologies can enforce a lot of those rules, or 99% of those rules from the endpoint already. In terms of the SaaS, we have our web gateway, software as a service. So this is the ability to not only enforce, if you get a user that's coming into your corporate network and you have corporate policies, you want to be able to enforce corporate policy. But as soon as they shift and they go to Mug and Bean and have a breakfast and they, you know, using whatever service, you can actually enforce a corporate policy regardless of whether they're on the VPN or not, based on the endpoint itself. And again, I'm happy to discuss any of these technologies in more detail. One of the cool things I really wanted to include, Jay, is our McAfee Cloud Visibility Tool. So if those customers here that already run McAfee, you are entitled to use a free service to actually start giving you visibility of all your cloud applications, what is being used, what data is traversing up into the cloud, your status of your endpoint in terms of encryption or health, and this is already available to. So just in terms of that, discover 5,000 plus cloud services, monitor the sensitive data that's moving into the cloud, and track your endpoint health, and that's already available to all those customers that run our web gateway, our DLP technology, and our encryption technologies. And these are the kind of outputs that you get again from our central management console. So you'll start to see utilization of specific services, and as you can see there, the different options for your DLP, your web logs, and whether you're using a Bluecoat or a McAfee solution, you can obviously upload the logs as well. Finally, with 30 seconds to remain, I just wanted to make sure that it is made clear, based on the stats, based on the confidence that's needed in terms of especially the shift, not only from PaaS or SaaS, but also as infrastructure as a service, McAfee provides that singular unified platform across your management solutions, providing the visibility and the data controls, providing the multi-environment policies, the efficiencies. We have OPEX and CAPEX models, orchestrated and automated management, and especially from a strategy agnostic, that's what we do. We don't care if you're running Microsoft, Apple, Linux, public, private, we cover everything with a central management console. Well, thank you very much. It was a lot to ingest in 20 minutes. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy lunch. Thank you very much. Cheers.